This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Poshan Maah 2024. The participants are Dr. Surendra Singh Bisht, Senior Pediatrician, and Anubha Rortagi, Anchor.
The seventh edition of the Rashtriya Poshan Maah came to an end today in Jharkhand. The focus areas were anemia reduction, growth monitoring, complementary feeding and effective service delivery through good governance and technology under the Poshan Bhi Padhai Bhi initiative. The Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi was present on the occasion. Let's first hear what she said.
पोषण माह के कार्यक्रम के माध्यम से जन जागरूकता फैलाना ये हमारा मुख्य उद्देश्य है और इसके तहत जो हमारी आंगनवाड़ी केंद्र की जुड़ी हमारी बहनें हैं उनके माध्यम से लगातार जन जागरूकता फैलाकर लोगों को जागरूक करने का बहुत ही सफल प्रयास किया जा रहा है और साथ ही साथ इस अभियान को एक उत्सव के रूप में सभी ने लिया। आज का ये दिन महत्वपूर्ण दिन है कि एक और जहां पोषण माह का समापन समारोह है दूसरी ओर हम 11,000 सक्षम आंगनवाड़ी का भी उद्घाटन आज के इस कार्यक्रम के माध्यम से इस सभागार के माध्यम से हम सब कर रहे हैं।
And now I'm joined by pediatrician Dr. Surendra Singh Bisht to discuss this issue. Dr. Bisht, welcome to the program. Dr. Bisht, how important is a campaign like the Poshan Maah or the Nutrition Month for a country like ours to improve nutritional standards and tackle the problem of malnutrition?
Somebody has to fathom that the country is so humongous, so big, which is the largest country in terms of population, the number one country across the world, to have some kind of disparity given the landscape, given the intensity of population and the kind of economic conditions we had suffered in the last century or whatever, century because of whatever reason. Despite this, the government in the recent time has started program, and whether it is the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan of 10 years and the Poshan Abhiyan of now, the seventh year is going. It started in Chinwin in 2018 by our Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi ji. And this, the tracker, the technology-driven program, the kind of enthusiasm it creates, the kind of activities in crores and crores in each state are happening. And each activity has its repercussions. And somewhere down the line, the nutrition of children who were hitherto so stunted. Stunted means they were having lesser height, lesser than the genetic potential, the optimum, the best potential they could have. Height was lesser. They were underweight. Almost 17%, one-fifth of the babies, children are under the age of 5 years, are still below the weight they should have. So, and severe acute malnutrition, wasting, is still seen in around 6%, though it has come down from some levels. And the government in this Poshan Maah actually has an ambition of reducing the stunting, wasting, and low birth weight incidence by 2%, and the incidence of anemia by around 3%. Anemia used to be around 60-70% or 80% at one time when we were the students at those days. Now it has come down to a certain level, and all this has a great impact. And imagine, this is not coming from Ministry of Health. This is coming from Ministry of Women and Child Development. So a kind of a inter-ministerial alliances or coordination, collaboration has happened, which has led to multi-sectoral focus on children, growth, development, nutrition, and outcomes. And now with environment being added to it, and technology certainly being used with that.
Right. So, as a pediatrician, in your opinion, what are the reasons for malnutrition in infants?
Nutritional choices, availability of food, the economic condition of the family, all this were always been a reason, apart from infections, overcrowding, overpopulation, misuse, and the non-availability of health services, which used to be there around 2 or 3 decades ago. Now with NHM, Rashtriya Swasthya Mission, being in Gango since 2004 or 2005 or so, the availability of healthcare facilities improved tremendously. The district hospital got the capacity to handle such babies. The nutritional rehabilitation centers were made to treat babies who had actually got wasted. But all this could easily be minimized if we can prevent it by actually teaching, actually imparting knowledge to the families on how to improve their nutrition within the budget of the family, within the available resources which they have. And that is what Poshan Maha and Poshan Pakwadas do. They tell the families, it's not the food which you see in the advertisement or misconceptions that if you eat this kind of a rich food, then only your babies will grow and they will become good weight, achieve a greater high. It is with the common food which our grand old dadis and nannies used to feed in the villages, that our men and women in those villages used to have greater height, greater builds, and they were actually producing a good amount of agricultural produce, which was our main source of GDP at that point in time. So I think this activity, Poshan Month, has certainly been a very, very rewarding activity. When we look at the impact of Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, it is said that crores of lives must have been saved, and people have done indirect kind of correlation between the starting of the end of the current status of Swachh Bharat Abhiyan.
When we talk of nutrition, when we talk of malnutrition specifically, like you said, the first thing that comes to mind is the stunted growth. That is what is normally taken to be, you know, a measure of malnutrition. But how does malnutrition affect the cognitive development of children?
If you follow the growth of Americans or internationals, we may be called as stunted. So India is a white country and we have a variable genetic population, and the growth curve which measure the stunting, I won't discredit them completely, but as a scientist, I would certainly say, and this is what we were discussing yesterday at a scientific forum, that it's not the height only, it is optimum potential, whether we're able to achieve or not. Maybe I'm not tall as per the standards, I'm not coming to the 50th child, but I'm certainly contributing to the society, to the family, to the GDP. Because of my cognitive potential, because of the output, I'm able to contribute greatly to this society. So it is the brain also which matters a lot. And just by virtue of not having a particular height, it's not the best way of knowing things, though as a crude estimate of the chronic malnutrition, height becomes an important parameter, because it takes years and years and some decades of malnutrition for population to have a lower height and stunting. So going by that kind of notion, stunting is considered as the parameter of malnutrition, right, or undernutrition. But certainly we need to have some kind of genetic variation kind of a study, and that should also be taken in consideration. India is not a homogeneous one population where one growth chart should be applied, though as in studies we have done, we are part of studies where we have done studies over thousand of children across India, and the growth charts are validated that way.
One of the focus areas this year was complementary feeding as a crucial aspect of infant health. For the benefit of our listeners, can you explain what is complementary feeding and why is it important to tackle mal and undernutrition?
First and foremost, breastfeeding is the best way to prevent malnutrition. So exclusive breastfeeding till 6 months of age has been the focus of the country. And fortunately, between an NFHS 4 and NFHS 5, there is a substantial increment in exclusive breastfeeding for first 6 months. You can say so. So having done that much of ensuring, we falter when it comes to adding some complementary food to the diet of a baby who is 6 months older. Now is the time when baby would need some more food other than mother's breast milk to grow better. And here it is very important to emphasize that doesn't mean you have to stop breast milk and start something, some total top milk and foods, something like that. So it is certainly not weaning. It is complementing breast milk, because the baby will still feed 7 to 8 times around that time, but proper nourished food which is cooked in the way with the kind of texture and the components of that complementary feeds should be such that the baby can chew it or swallow it, because it has to have a semi-solid, solid food and not just liquid food. I think complementary feed certainly doesn't mean rice water, dal water, or a very liquid kind of khichdi, addition of semi-solid food which will add caloric value to the diet and certainly complement breastfeeding, which the baby needs to be provided with for around 24 to 36 months.
More than 11,000 Saksham Anganwadi centers across the country were inaugurated virtually today during the closing ceremony of the Poshan Maha. I want to ask you, how significant is the role of an Anganwadi in the implementation of a program like the Poshan Maha, especially at the grassroots levels?
The Anganwadi workers of today are far more confident than the time when we used to see 30 years ago. They have the knowledge, they have the access with the technology also, and they have the access now with the families also. And the kind of gender, you can say, the change in gender disparities and the acceptability of Anganwadi workers in the villages, in the families, in the house, in a close neighborhood has actually made a great difference. I'm not saying just to make an emotional pitch about it. I've seen it in near the villages near my hospital, where we do programs for whether breastfeeding, whether portion, and we involve the Anganwadi workers. And it is quite impressive, even in a kind of slum area in Delhi. And I've seen Anganwadi workers in certain states, and that has certainly improved. The suction Anganwadi program centers certainly help it.
Another focus area this time was effective service delivery through good governance and technology. In this age of digitization, what role can technology play in a better, more effective implementation of a program like Poshan Maha?
4 or 5 years ago, when the Women and Child Secretary, Dr. Rajesh, he was a pediatrician only, is a medical doctor from BHU, trained in BHU, and in some of the meetings he had come to, he was showing us the Anganwadi trackers at that time, 4 or 5 years ago or so, and he was showing us how every Anganwadi worker will have a tablet and all that. I will be able to see that track, where is it gone, how much calories have been provided. All that is certainly very, very important, and we look forward to the success of such a program. We certainly hope and wish and pray that such a program actually meets its real objective.
In the last 10 years, the way the health scene in India has changed, how do you view it? What are the positive changes that you see in the last 10 years that have come about?
There is a change, but there was a big, you can say, global pandemic, which actually showed us a good mirror of our health system. Despite that, that is not us only, to all developed countries across the world. The health services totally collapsed in the face of such a massive pandemic. And then we have rebounded, the country has grown back, rebounded, and actually have surplus of infrastructure, health facilities, but we need to put these processes in place. We need to see it's not the infrastructure alone, it's the quality output which comes out of those health sectors. So I think both is so much is required, and health has certainly been the focus of the government over the last 1 or 2 decades, and that has made a sea change in the growth of it.
My last question to you, Dr. Bisht, is what are the ways in which nutrition education can be promoted at grassroots levels?
The activities which are done under Poshan Maha, number of activities which has already been continuously done, and so over the last 6-7 years, you have a repository of activities now, which have been done at so many levels, and I think combination of any 5 or 10 in any certainly be good enough to improve education of mothers and families and society about nutritional practices. And that when the Village Health and Nutrition Day were conceived way back, and it was at annual Village Health and Nutrition Day when the Gram Panchayat will sit and talk about nutrition and will look at the data, look at the time how midday meal was given and what and so forth. I think the government had a vision that it is the common person, the village person. The only problem now with the migration of people coming from villages to cities, that the village VHND, Village Health and Nutrition Days, are not done in these slums and the resettlement colonies in the cities. So all in all, the people who are migrating from villages to the cities, which now contribute to around 70% of the total population, around 70%, and maybe it will grow more also. So they are a great disadvantage. So all these programs,
right,
even the Poshan Maha and all, do not reach the cities where slums and resettlement colonies are.
Dr. Bisht, thank you so much for speaking with Akashwani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Poshan Maha 2024. The participants were Dr. Surendra Singh Bisht, Senior Pediatrician, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News On AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News On AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.